Thank you, Rabbi David. Shabbat Shalom. How y'all doing? I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to see your faces and see your smiles. Smiling faces through this thing. And thank you for wearing this thing. It's so important. Thank you so much for caring about others. Thank you. And Shabbat Shalom to all who is watching online. Shabbat Shalom. And also welcome to the sanctuary. So today's Torah portion is very interesting and very instructive, and I would like to share for a couple minutes, and I would like to share it from my heart, because we are entering in 2021, we already entered it, and I know so many bad things happened in 2020, but at the same time, so many good things happened there too. The Lord was with us everywhere, every time. So today I would like to speak about blessing in our lives, how to receive blessing from the Lord. What's the key for the blessing? So let's open together Genesis chapter 48, verse 9. Again, Joseph said to his father, what is stories, life stories of Yaakov, of Joseph? They are examples for us. They are the great examples for us. So Joseph said to his father, they're my sons whom God has given me here. Then he said, please bring them to me so I may bless them. So Jacob, he wants to bless them. Now Israel's eyes had grown heavy with old age. He could not see, so he brought them near to him, and he kissed them and hugged them. Verse 12, then Joseph took them from his knees and bowed with his face down to the ground. Verse 15, then he blessed Joseph and said, the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has shepherded me throughout my life to this day, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, may he bless the boys, and may they be called by my name, and by the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac. May they multiply to a multitude in the midst of the land. Can you imagine? So Yaakov, he blessed them as their his own sons. Not their grandsons, but his own sons. So what does it mean to receive a blessing or to bless? In Hebrew, Ivarech comes from the root berach, blessing. By blessing, Scripture speaks of the impact of God's mercy, grace towards a person, either by God himself or by people acting according to the will of God. So Jacob blessed his children. And I would like to read one place of Scripture, because it's a very important, and we need to remember it. We need to actually have this place in our hearts, because this is the will of God for all of us. It's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. So let's open Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It's an amazing place of Scripture. It's an important to remember for us. When we ask, Lord, what do you want for us? What do you want for me in 2021? Lord, what do you have for me? I'm expecting something from you, Lord. What do you have for me? I want to read it for you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Messiah. I love this word. I love English. Who has blessed us. Let's say together, who has blessed us already in his heart, fullness of blessings for us in his spiritual world, in his spiritual blessings. So what does it mean here from this place of Scripture? There is a certain place in heaven where the Lord is storing everything that he has prepared for us already. Before even this world created, he already prepared for us everything we need in him. Let's say this place is the heart of the Lord, and everything is waiting there for us. I can share you share with you one mystery. Please don't tell anyone. It's between us. One of the great blessings we have, the Lord promised us that you will never be alone. You will never be alone. If you go through difficult places in your life, and for sure all of us we will, and we already went through difficult places, I know that the Lord is there with everything we need. He is there for us. He is full of blessing towards us. He is full of mercy, full of love. He has love to us. He's filled with love. He is love. It's so important to remember. His will, His resources, His power, His anointing are the strength we need for our lives, in every day of our lives. This is not always that we want or imagine, but it is always the best and the most useful for us. And you know what? The most important thing for us is that all this waiting in heaven must become available for us on the earth. It is so important to receive everything. In scriptures, we found many different ways and many examples of how these blessings come into a person's life. Many examples. But I would like to look at an example from today's Torah chapter. Very important time. So this time we have the story of Jacob. Now an old man who went through so many things in his life, who were so close with the Lord, who walked with the Lord in all his life. Praying for his grandchildren, giving them a blessing from the Lord. This man of God prophetically releases everything that the Lord already has stored up in heaven, releases that blessing into the lives of those two young men. So I would like to take your attention here, to keep your attention. So they were small, they were young, but the Lord already prepared everything for them. They didn't do anything, good or bad, but the Lord stored His blessing for them. So take it by faith right now. We enter it 2021. Couple days, actually yesterday or 2 days ago. I'm lost in time. I mean, I live in different world. But think about this year that the Lord already stored for you. It is not that He will prepare something, or you know, like in family, you awake in the morning and you start to cook something for your husband or wife. You do something. The Lord already prepared for you. He already stored for you. Just take it by faith, with grateful heart. I can tell you that God's economy is different economy from this world. God's resources, different resources from this world. He has everything for us. Take it by faith. So, blessings. First of all, we need to understand from whom the blessing comes. It is very important to understand. It's not from people. Though people can bless us, and it's a great thing to be grateful to people around us. It's very important to be grateful. But we need to remember that the Lord is the source of all blessings. He's the source of everything. We have so many things to be grateful to Him. So many things. Very important. Very important. To be blessed means to be favored by God, the source of all good. So, James 1:17. Again, store this place in your heart. Pray through this place of Scripture. Think about yourselves in the light of this place of Scripture. Trust the Lord, because it's an important part. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of shifting shadow. Perfect. So good to be grateful to the Lord, to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God Himself blesses people. He does that through priests, kings, fathers, elders, and other people whom He directs to deliver the message. And I would like to share one of the keys to the blessings, how to embrace blessing into your life, how to be in the blessings from the Lord. And when I say blessing, that doesn't mean only prosperity, you know. I speak about spiritual blessing in our lives. Not only spiritual, also financial, also health, many things. How to receive it. So very simple thing. Let's read from Luke chapter 8, one of very interesting place of Scripture. I love this place of Scripture. It's about woman of faith who came to Yeshua. Luke chapter 8, verse 40. Here, the simple story, but so important for us. As Yeshua returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. You know, the crowd, I love this place, the crowd, multitude. They're all expecting something from them, from him. They all waited something from him. Somebody waited for food. Somebody waited for healing, for many, many things. But here's this woman, verse 43. And there was a woman with a blood flow for 12 years. 12 years. Okay, I have a question for you right now. Who had a difficult 2020? Can I see your hand? You don't want to have it for 12 years, for sure. 1 year is enough. I think so. And, you know, sometimes we are going through difficult times, but, you know, we are people who want to be in good place. And she was for 12 years in a very bad condition of her life, without no hope. I mean, first year, maybe some hope, 2 years, some hope, 3 years, some hope, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years. What to do? No hope. Who could not be healed by anyone. Verse 44, she came up from behind and touched the tzitzit of Yeshua's garment. Immediately, her blood flow stopped. Yeshua said, "Who touched me?" When everyone denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd are surrounding you and pressing in." What are you asking? Everybody's pressing on you. I mean, you can barely squeeze through these people. Why are you asking? It's obvious. Everybody is touching you. Verse 46. But Yeshua said, it's not everyone. It's not the crowd. It's not the multitude of people. It's not the hundreds touched me. But he said, someone in this crowd, in this multitude of people, someone, the special one, the one who had something special in her heart, somebody, someone touched me. For I recognized power going out of me. I mean, it takes my heart and attention here. So he didn't pray for her. Somebody touched him, and he felt that power without him doing anything in that particular place. Power came out of him, and the miracle happened immediately. It's an amazing story. We can think about it, pray about it, and think about us, about me, about you, in such a crowd. Then, seeing that she did not escape notice, the woman came trembling and fell prostrate before him. In the presence of all the people, she confessed why she had touched him. She had a reason to do that. She wasn't allowed to be there. She had blood issue. She's supposed to stay home. She was unclean. She couldn't go there. She touched other people. How can she touch him? Because she was unclean. She was really afraid. She was really concerned. But she was despair, with no hope. Yeshua was the only hope for her. This was the only way for her in her life. She confessed why she had touched him and how she had been healed immediately. He said to her, and I love it because he's the Messiah, full of love and compassion to people. He said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in shalom." How many rabbis or teachers would curse her or put her under investigation why she did it? But he is the chief rabbi. He's the Son of God. He's the Lord. Filled of love, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith, amazing faith. Go. Now you're free." So two things: humbleness of this woman, her humbleness, and her faith, her expectation, made her completely healed. Made her completely healed. So I want to stop here, but I would like to read one more place of scripture. It's Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. This is the key, I mean, in her case. "For she kept saying to herself, 'If only I touch his garment, I will be healed.'" So she kept saying where? In her heart. This is the difference between multitudes, crowd, and person. She was saying to herself in her heart, "Yeshua, I need you. I want to touch you. I need you so badly. Please, I trust you. I trust you." Nobody understood anything. She knows. She knew what happened. Matthew 11:27. "All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal to him." Verse 28, it is for all of us into 2021. "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Thank you very much.